Hello, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, this is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. I'm calling from the Google Guarantee Department.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Alberto had asked me to reach out to you regarding possibly listing the company through the Google Guarantee program with an upgrade.
Yeah, and I'm not sure even what that means, or how much that costs me or anything to that matter. I want to get more leads. I sell swimming pools and they're expensive and nobody really needs one. So you have to talk to a lot of people to sell some pools.
Yeah. It's a luxury item for sure, right?
But don't tell nobody I just said that, okay?
I will. I promise you, I will.
Everybody needs a pool, right?
Everybody needs a pool. Everybody.
God damn it, everybody needs a pool.
I promise you they do.
Tells you.
I'm on the water at the beach in California, and I definitely need a pool, okay?
Wow. Are you being serious about that?
I'm dead serious. Yes, it's hot over here, and the beach gets, like, overwhelming. Sometimes you just want to enjoy yourself, and you don't want to get sandy, and, you know, like, you just want to cool off. Like,
yeah, no, we're right here. I'm down here in Florida, and we're about we're probably 35 miles from the coast, but we go to Sanibel Island all the time when it's not getting wrecked by hurricanes, that is, but like we have here lately.
Yeah,
we leave the beach too, but you'd be surprised how many times we fish on the beach and we go to the pool to swim because that Gulf of Mexico is hot as hell during the summer. So,
that's what I'm saying. When there's like a bazillion people out there.
Peeing
in
my own pool. Yeah.
Exactly. Just let me, give me some of my own space.
I mean, love you. I need to get you down here and start selling pools for me.
I'm telling you, I could sell water to water treatment the center. I can tell. I
know what you're saying. Yeah, I know you
need me.
That's what we were looking
You need
at.
Me. Okay.
Yeah.
Google Guarantee is a beautiful option for you. I think you're going to love it. My job is to go over pricing and program details. So first, there are a couple of qualifications just to make sure that you qualify. I'm sure you have them, Paul, but let me hit the high points real quick so we can jump into price point. Do you have the Florida Commercial Pool Spa Contractors Registration or Certificate?
Am I state licensed to build pools in Florida? Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, there's specific licenses that will be accepted through Google Guarantee program. So I have four different options available for you. Do you have that one? Or which one do you have?
I mean, I'm a state licensed residential pool spa contractor.
Beautiful.
That's what my state is.
Okay. Awesome.
So
that's what I wanted.
I've been licensed since like 1997. I'm getting old.
No, you're not. Oh, my goodness. Stop it.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
You're curious.
God, I'm liking you better all the time.
You know?
You come down here and go to work for me. Yeah, you're working.
Do you have a $100,000 general liability insurance policy?
No, we have to carry $1 million policy.
Million?
So.
Okay. The minimum,
yes,
the minimum is $1,000 for this program.
Okay.
And then you have a driver's license and a social security number for the United States, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I know it seems funny, but some people don't.
No.
Okay.
I
and how they got their contractor's license, I'm not exactly sure, but it happens,
you know,
okay?
There's some, listen, down here in Florida, there's some of the biggest scam artists in the pool industry. I hate to say that, but they come and go, and they're always on the Better Call Bacon news girl running after them, trying to chase them down. Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's
so.
Crazy. Any felonies in the last 7 years?
No felonies ever.
Okay. And how many front-facing employees, meaning employees that go out, bid the job, do the job without you ever showing up on the job?
Well, and I hope this is where it doesn't hurt me because I really, you know, I run my company and it is heavily dependent on subcontractors and I do the sales calls myself. I mean,
cool.
you could say my wife is an employee also.
Okay.
But, you know, she does more grandchildren dealing with if you and I pay mightily for that. Well, sometimes they can I love them, but they can be a pain. They can be a little pain in the butt, though.
Yeah, I know. No, it's not going to hurt you. So we won't put those subcontractors down because you're showing up on every job, at least bidding the job. That's fine.
Yes.
And ultimately, you're the one who's holding the bag at the end of the day, going to be responsible and show up if any communication needs to happen. So we could put
That's
you
right.
down and then put your wife down as an employee of the company. And they're just going to run
okay.
background check on the two of you guys. There's
okay.
a one-time upfront cost of $250. This is going to go to
okay.
get the company and yourselves background checked. If you told me you had 50 employees, it's still going to be only $250 because it is just a one-time cost for the company, no matter how many employees you have. But because
okay.
it's subs and we can't guarantee what they're going to have done or not done felony wise, all the things I feel, and I've been doing this program for a long time with Local Splash, it's better just to leave them off than to risk it.
Okay. Yeah. And let me ask you something, and this is a little hard to discuss.
Sure.
Many years back, my wife had an issue that she was dealing with, and she actually does have a felony on her record for
in the last 7 years.
I don't know. It may, time flies. I would have to be sure about that. I know it's been a while,
okay.
but I'm not exactly positive. I mean, do I have to, can I show just myself as an employee?
You can.
Only,
you can leave her off completely. If it's
yeah,
within 7 years, if it's within
mm-hmm.
7 years, then I would suggest leaving her off. If it's older than 7 years, honestly,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to leave her off, Paul. I've had a guy who, out of defense of his daughter, was convicted of murder, and he did his 25 years, and he got out, and he was approved because
yeah,
it was
okay,
over
well.
7 years. So you can leave her off if you want to. If she's not going out and doing, you know, she's probably not going out and doing too much on
her
own. It's not like she's...
She writes checks when I tell her to write checks. That's what
yeah,
she does.
Exactly.
She doesn't deal with anybody in
the
public.
Beauty and the brains, and you're the brawn, right?
Well, you know, she is a beautiful lady. I'm kind of, I'm the brawn. I'm a tough guy, so, yeah.
You know, I could tell. You don't get to be around where you're at if you're not. You gotta
no,
be a little roughneck,
yeah,
a little bit, you know?
It is. I'm,
all
I'm,
right.
Yeah.
So the upfront cost, if you want to move forward today, is $250. After
okay.
you're completely Google Guarantee approved, which the approval process can take a max of 4 weeks to 8 weeks. It doesn't always or even usually take that long, okay?
Okay,
but I have
right.
to tell you what it could take, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we're going to assign you a Google call tracking phone number, and we're going to tell you, hey, we're ready to cut the leads on, Paul. And the lead budget to begin is $765. The lead cost for you, you're looking at about $58.67.
Per lead?
Per qualified lead. Now Google has, Google has specific things that are considered qualified or unqualified. Once you're listed in the guaranteed section on Google, I don't know if you've done a search for a pool contractor recently in your area, and then you'll see at the top it says sponsored, and then it'll say
mm-hmm.
Google Guarantee, and then have a list of providers. Have you seen that?
I've seen a couple of times where I have like Googled my competition,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen I just see like some check mark or something,
mm-hmm.
Google Guarantee
yep.
with a check
yep.
marks, but I've seen it, but I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to it, you know.
Well,
so.
If you were to click on it, it'll say,
mm-hmm.
get it done right or Google pays you back. And it tells you
oh,
what
yeah,
the guarantee
I have seen
is.
That.
That's to the
mm-hmm.
general public. So the Google is promising the general public that if the job isn't done right by these providers that are tried and true, that have gone through the background check and done all the things we're
mm-hmm.
asking you to do,
mm-hmm.
then Google will pay them back up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Now, you and I both know in the long run of building a pool, $2,000 isn't all that much. However,
mm-hmm.
it is the promise of Google to the public, and that's what gives them the guarantee. Okay? Now,
right.
with that, what it does is it's backing you. So Google is a household tool that everybody uses day in and day out, whether you need a definition, you need a plumber, or you want to buy a new pair of Nikes. We
mm-hmm.
literally use it for everything, so it's trusted. And when it says the word guarantee next to it, it's
mm-hmm.
really booming. So what this is doing is this is putting you into an exclusive position. If you've tried Angie's, Thumbtack, Porch, or House, I know you felt the pain of those type of pay-per-leaf programs.
Yes,
Google,
I deal with Angie now, and that's
well, you're going to be able to let go of it. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why, okay? A,
mm-hmm.
Google built this service to trump all other pay-per-leave programs, Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular program was built to trump those programs, because what those companies do is they purchase a position for their company name, Angie's List, mm-hmm. Home Advisor, Thumbtack, in the middle section on Google in the Google Ads. They capture the lead and then they resell that same lead back to you and 5 or 6 of your competitors. There's nothing mm-hmm. exclusive about it. You pay whether or not you get the job. I mean, I could go on and on. And it's just going to make you cringe, because I know that I'm correct. I've pitched this a million times, and I know the facts of what you guys are dealing with. So Google built this service to trump those services. A, the position is exclusive. You don't share the position. B, the lead isn't coming here. It's not coming here. I'm not determining, hey, this looks like it's a good lead for Paul's company and for Billy Bob's company and for Johnny Joe's company. No. The client goes to Google. They look in that specific section. They look at your accolades, they read your reviews, they get comfortable with you, and they choose to call you directly. It is a direct mm-hmm. call from the client. You know that it's the Google Guarantee lead coming in because it says so on your caller ID. It also mm-hmm. gives the whisper feature right before they pick up the phone, where it says LSA Google Guarantee. So you know that it's a Google Guarantee lead. You're not going to miss this opportunity because it's coming through. Now, if it's sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, it's automatically disqualified. That's not a qualified lead. Okay?
Right.
If it's somebody seeking employment with your company, same story. If it happens to be somebody who is requesting a service that you do not provide, what I mean by that mm-hmm. is Google has specific criteria of the pool contractor vertical, what is actually the verifiable keywords. So for example, within the pool contracting vertical, you guys have jetted lap pools, pool construction, commercial projects, custom designs, pool renovation, pool repairs and cracks, pool tile, pool resurfacing, water features, pool and hot tub equipment, spa and hot tub installation. So say you're mm-hmm. not offering anything to do with hot tubs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be listed on your profile as an option of what you're providing. If somebody calls mm-hmm. you for a hot tub when it's not listed on your profile, you're not charged. That's not a qualified lead. Okay.
So I would get to go over those things
absolutely.
When I have more time to, because there's a couple things there. I don't do commercial. I don't really do service work. I build new pools and do major remodel projects.
You don't have to take on all those keywords, and we verify all of those keywords before your ad goes live, Paul. So okay. We want to make sure, and then you can always switch them up too. Like say you do want to start offering a little service work. I know you probably don't, but if you do, mm-hmm. we can change the keywords up within that specific set. Okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Additionally, the same is true. If somebody is requesting a service that is outside of your service radius, that isn't listed on your service profile, say they're mm-hmm. requesting a call from, I don't know, Niceville, and you don't service Niceville, you're going to mm-hmm. say, that's not on my service radius, I'm declining the job. You're not charged. AI is listening to each one of those phone calls. You're automatically not charged. It's not,
right.
You don't have to go back. But if one slips through the cracks, you do have the ability from your client dashboard with Local Splash to send us the phone number and say, hey, this isn't qualified, it doesn't meet the criteria. And then
okay.
you won't be charged. Okay, so
you
pay the $765, we cut the leads on. Now, depending on how things are going at that moment, a lot of factors that go into it. It could be time of day. It could be number of searches being done. It could be number of providers in your area. The lead cost may go up a little bit. Before we agree to any increased lead cost or what we call max lead bidding here, we get your complete approval. The budget mm-hmm. of $765 never has to go up. You can always leave it at that budget, but for example, a situation that might occur is if we call you and we say, okay, Paul, right now these keywords are trending at, you know, $75 per qualified mm-hmm. lead, and you say, yes, I approve that, then you would get a call and the $75 lead cost would come off of the $765 budget. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're throwing a lot at me, and I know that's your job, but... I get what you're saying. I probably do need just a little bit where I can be at my home base and not in the field like I am right now,
sure.
so that I can jot down some notes. But and let me ask you. Mm-hmm. So this is this connected to Local Splash?
Google Guarantee is. So Local Splash is a full digital marketing company. That's mm-hmm. who I work for, and we are a Google Premier partner. We're also a partner to Yelp. We're also a partner to Facebook. So, Paul, we've been trained and offer a number of other services and platforms that Google mm-hmm. offers and also promotes. Google Guarantee is one of those services. And it is done directly through Local Splash. So the advantages to having us do it are, A, we're already doing your other optimization. This is going to only enhance what you've already got going on with us. Secondly, right. It's also going, you have that added form of protection. So if a call needs to be disputed for any reason, we're disputing it with Google. You're not left to your own devices. You don't have to figure it out. We take care of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, we're optimizing the page and making sure that you're getting the type of calls that you're specifically looking for. And lastly, everything's done month to month. There's no contract. So if you're doing Google Guarantee and you don't absolutely love it, you don't have to stay with it. There's no automatic charge on this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Yeah.
Well, let me do this. I need to cancel that Angie set. I mean, I've got a very limited budget. I've had worked for another pool company for many years, and really here, I don't know, I guess maybe it's been a year, year and a half since and it was a pool construction company that I just sold for, and the owner sold it, blah, 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 and all this, so I moved on. But, I'm paying you guys, and it's not a huge amount per month, but then I'm getting hit with these Angie leads that, it's impossible to get one of those. It's not impossible, but it's not easy to get one of those when they call me needing an above ground pool repair. I don't do above ground pools. Here's what I do, what I've told you I've done. Yeah, but they mentioned pool and this and that and the other. And, you know, so, I would hope this isn't just a one-time offer or something. Is this what it does call you back in a couple of weeks or whatever?
Oh, yeah, you can call me back whenever you're ready. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the upfront cost on it is, the only upfront cost that is due is the $250 to get the application mm-hmm. process started and moving forward. And, again, the sooner the better on that, only because the application could take 4 to 8 weeks. Doesn't always or usually, but obviously the sooner that we can get the application processed and get mm-hmm. it up and going for you, and then when you're ready to pay the budget to begin the leads, the $765, then you pay that. Like, so you could say you submit application tomorrow, we go through and you get approved in 2 weeks. If you're mm-hmm. not ready to turn the leads on yet, that's perfectly fine. You already have the approval. So when you are ready, you don't have to wait for the approval. That's the hardest part.
I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, so we can do the $250 to start the Google approval process. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying.
And I mean,
what
would be something disqualifying from that?
If you had a felony that you didn't tell me about. That's why I ask those questions up front, because I'm not even going to tell you numbers or offer you the program if you don't qualify under those things. The application is literally uploading the license, uploading the insurance, inputting your social security number and your driver's license number, and inputting the business tax EIN number. And then we submit the application to Google. It's super quick and virtually painless as long as you're telling the truth.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Which I don't doubt you are.
No,
I'm just saying, you know, those are the only things that will hold you back, and I won't even offer it to you if I don't think you're going to pass, because I'm not going to take your money if I don't think that you're going to pass. I would rather tell you, hey, you know what, this isn't a good fit for you, but another product I have over here, this would be a better fit for you. Like, I can find something to fit for you, but this is going to be excellent for you if you can swing the $250.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, no, none of those things are going to disqualify me. So, but you know, if years in business, if how many reviews do I have right now? Because, you know, I think it was maybe from you guys a link that people that I can get the Google reviews, or I can't remember exactly. Yeah, I think that's
reviews.
What it was.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, or so that people can start leaving me reviews, because I didn't realize that for the longest time, I don't even think I was Google verified. Mm-hmm. But I suppose you wouldn't be talking to me if I wasn't Google verified. Is that correct?
You are Google verified. Okay. I wouldn't be talking to you if you weren't, because it is a requirement.
Okay.
The reviews is something that we can help with, though. We give you that tool. Just get some family and friends to start leaving 5-star reviews. That's
right.
An easy way to get it going.
I thought that was.
Reaching out to clients is going to be helpful too, you know?
Yes, yes, okay. All right, well, like I say, you're in California, so what, y'all are 3 hours behind us on the East Coast?
It's only 12:39 here.
Okay, well, can you are you able to maybe call me back even like the first of next week? Or, well, you know what, for the 250, though, I can do that if you call me tomorrow. If you don't mind. I mean, I don't have
I understand. Well, I have your card on file if you want if you want me to do it. I do have a card on file for you.
Yeah, let me just, you know, I did
verify
mention
everything.
Just let me check it out. And though I mentioned my wife and she's I still like to run things by her because she's my wife, so I do. Happy life, wife and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
I gotcha. I'm married to
just out of respect. I mean, doesn't do things, you know, not that 250 is going to kill us, but just to let her know also, because she's going to go, well, hey, you got this Angie's List thing, and you got this, you really got this other thing, and you got this, and, you know,
right.
I'll chat with her when I get home. There's not going to be any problems. I do have veto power, so, but don't tell her I said that.
As long as you don't mind the couch, you do.
Nah, I've slept on it many a night, let me tell you.
I'm just giving you a hard time. My husband prefers the couch. It's more comfortable.
Well, I'm feeling it. Yes, I can watch what I want to watch.
Exactly.
Toss and turn.
Exactly. That's exactly his thing. You can toss and turn. You wake me up, and I have such a hard time falling back asleep. And I'm like, well, if you're talking, we'd be fine.
We're all alike, I guess, in some ways.
You know.
Yeah, well, I'll be expecting a call from you tomorrow. Okay, and we'll get
absolutely.
Going.
What time is best for you?
You know, I'll probably be in the middle of something, but I'll make sure that I've got my bank information, my card in my pocket, and I don't have to go fumbling around. So, I guess I can just tell you we'll make sure that card. I think at one time I had lost a card or it got something happened. I can't remember. I may have a different number. I'm not positive.
Okay.
So we'll verify that, and we'll get it going. So, thank you.
Okay. You want to call at like 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. That would be my Florida time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me give it I think probably that would work. I can just hang around and.
Or do you want me to do it earlier? I can do it earlier if you want. I sign on from home anytime.
No, let's call. Well, you know what? Say 9:30, something like that. 9:30, 10.
Got it.
Somewhere in that range, and you're going to call on this number right here then. So.
Yep. Yes, sir. I am.
Okay.
I'll call you tomorrow morning at 9:30, and we'll get you squared away. Okay.
Okay, good deal. Thank you so much.
All right. And I sent it all over in writing so you can review it with her and everything, has clickable links and everything. So now you sound even more professional, okay?
Right on. Okay. All right. Yeah. And let me just say now, I mean, you feel like this will definitely make a difference in how many leads I get, even though I don't have a bunch of reviews and, you know, I mean, I'm working on getting them and I can start, you know, I built 3 or 4 of my neighbors' pools back in, back in the day. I can get all of them to do it. And, my mother-in-law, she's sweet. She'll give me a 5-star review. I got plenty of people that can do that.
Yes.
And there's a 5-star, just somebody clicking on a 5-star review and not having to describe the pool that Paul built for him and this and that and the other. I mean, does that count just as much as some long, lengthy?
It does count just as much. They don't have to leave some long, lengthy. Obviously, if they leave a couple of words, you know, punctual
and
clean and all the things, then that's going to look even better. But it's not a requirement, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've got people that, I can do that and I can start, you know, I know reviews are a big part of it, and more 5 stars you get is the better, so.
And I'm going to tell you this, the absolute God's honest truth is I would sell this particular product to my grandmother. This particular product is the way to go, and I believe that it is the way that the majority of Google is going to be going if you want to be the top of the top. So you're getting in at the ground level, and I think that it's going to be an excellent opportunity for your business.
And so once again, you're saying was the $750, is that a one-time or is that a recurring monthly?
So that's going to be up to 13 Google Guarantee leads at the cost of $58 or depending on the lead fluctuation. So what happens is once you pay the $765, we turn the leads on, and then the leads will come into you. You take a lead on, and then you can say, you know what, Amy, I want to pause the leads for 3 days. I want to pause the leads for 8 weeks. I want to pause the leads for 42 months. However long you pause those leads for, Paul, that's where that budget stays. If it has $722 left in it and you pause it for, 75 days, that's where it stays. It continues to roll over until the budget is exhausted. Once the budget is exhausted, then we go over refilling the budget and things like that. But it's not an automatic monthly charge. It can last you longer than a 30-day period, depending on how quickly you take the leads on. And you can increase the lead flow or slow the lead flow down. If it's left idle and you cut it on and you just let it go and don't touch it, it's going to come in at 3 leads a week. And then after 30 days, your budget's going to be exhausted. But you have the full control over it, way more than Angie. The lead's coming directly to you. You're not sharing it, and you know it's a lead when the call is coming in because it's identified as a lead on the caller ID. And even more importantly, they're better qualified calls. These show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of paper lead out there.
Okay. And, let me just say one more thing. Sometimes when I get lead from, and I don't know if it's Home Advisor or Angie Leads or who bought
same
who or
thing.
Whatever, but most of the time when I tell people, hey, I just received information from the Angie Leads, they act like they don't even know what the hell I'm talking about.
And they
might
not.
Oh, did I? I mean, because
there's a class action lawsuit against that company for the way that they do that.
Well, I'm just saying because that happens many, many times.
Yeah.
That I feel like, well, didn't you go on to Angie's lead somehow, and didn't you look and see my, and they go,
cussed
out,
hung
up on,
quit
fucking calling me.
Right. But they didn't see your information, Paul. So what happens is they go to Angie, they fill out what it is that they need, and then Angie decides where that lead's going to go. I'm doing air quotes for lead.
Oh, so they've never heard of me or anything.
They've never heard of you specifically. The difference is these people go to Google looking for your services. They look in that very coveted, most trusted section that says Google Guaranteed. They look at your reviews. They look at your name. They make the decision to call you, not us.
Okay. Oh, okay. I got you. So it's not something, so would you forward me this or would my phone ring from
your
just
phone
somebody
rings
who?
And it's the client.
Okay. Okay. That's a beautiful thing because with the Angie, I don't even get their phone number until if I can possibly, possibly talk to them, then I get, right. I'm sure you know how that works with some extension number and all this, but okay. All right. Well, yeah, because that's what I need. I need somebody to call me and I have their number and I know it's legitimate and I know they want to pull. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to call me in the morning?
I am. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. I'll talk to you
later. All right. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.